purchasing this microphone for me, and I really wanted to have a handless microphone for a long time. Praise the Lord. And I really want to thank God for this particular moment that he has given us. Yesterday was a very, very busy day. We went out to for a funeral service that lasted the whole day. Sister Charity, thank God you're still here. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. It takes God. You know, we were there the whole day. Praise God. And in the afternoon, we had an opportunity to go to the Kimodo's house. Thank God for all of you who came. And then we also had another function shortly after that at Mama Maya's house. I know some of you are very, very tired and you are not able to go. Please, if you never made it, go see Mama Maya and make it up for her. Because we went there and she really had cooked a lot of food. And I know, you know, there are so many people that people were so committed elsewhere. And consequently, as a consequence of that, you are not able to make it. But anyway, we thank God for everything that the Lord has given us. All the functions, the baby showers, the graduations. How many of you know that the Lord is blessing us by and by? Gradually, as we move on, the Lord is blessing us. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, you better talk to me now. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm thankful because God is up to something good. You know, sometimes I've learned, you know, sometimes people may not really realize what God is doing in your life. And they may sometimes dismiss, they may dismiss you. But as long as you know God, as long as God is on your side, you have no reason to worry whatsoever about how your life is going to end up. Because he who started a good work in you, amen? He who started a good work in you will bring it to completion. Praise be to God. And I'm thanking God because of what he's just about to do at Empowerment Christian Center. Amen. As we round up to serve the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord, and to wait upon the Lord is not unfaithful. The Lord is not unjust to forget us. Amen? You know, how many of you know that God doesn't really... God can work with multitudes and he can work with minorities. Amen? He can work with big groups as well as work with a small group. Praise the Lord. It is not the bigness of anything, but it is how much they love God and how they trust God and how they are united together. Amen? And that is what really challenges me, that even at a local body like this, we are not so many, but we are able to do great things. Our church doesn't have any debt. We don't owe anybody any money. We are debt-free. Amen? We'd like to have our own sanctuary, and we are geared towards doing that. And God is blessing us. Amen? And I thank God for that. Today, I want to bring a subject that is close to my heart. The Lord has been laying it in my spirit, and it is about loyalty. Can you, all of you, say loyalty? Now, I didn't say about royalty. I said loyalty. There's a difference between royalty and loyalty. I'm talking today about the L, the loyalty. Somebody say loyalty. Please say it a little bit louder. Amen. Now, what is loyalty? Now, loyalty is the quality of being loyal to someone or something. It is a quality of being loyal to someone or something. It is an allegiance. Somebody say an allegiance. It is an allegiance. It is being alleged to having a commitment of a subordinate to a superior or an individual or to a group or a cause. You know, we can say that, oh, you know, Charity and Julius have been loyal to each other. I don't know how long they've been married. They've been married maybe for the last 30 years. But we can say that they've been loyal to each other. Praise the Lord. Amen? We can say that Wamboi and Tony have been loyal to each other since they knew each other and they organized to have a wedding and they married. They've been loyal to each other. Praise be to God. Now, when we talk about loyalty, there are a few things that we need to understand. That being loyal It is not just something that happens, that takes place, you know, at once. You know, that's something that you can predetermine to say that, you know, in the year 2015, I will start being loyal to Empowerment Christian Center. Since you became a member of this church and you started coming here, and you started, you know, understanding the things that we do, there are certain things that we would expect somebody who is loyal to Empowerment Christian Center to do. Number one, you have to be faithful to, you have to commit yourself to support the work of the ministry here at church. So you have to also support, you know, pledge within your heart to support what is happening in the midst of each one of us. You know, like, for example, we had a baby shower last night, you know, and all of you came in spite of your business, in spite of your busy schedule. You showed up there. That is showing your loyalty to one of your own. Praise be to God. We also would expect when you're a member of Empowerment Christian Center that you're going to be faithful in your tithes and offerings to support the work of the ministry. And I know most of us have been doing that, and we want to thank God because of you being loyal to the cause of our church, the Empowerment Christian Center. So loyalty is, as we said, you've owed your allegiance to our local body. You have owed your allegiance to the place of your work. You never show it to your workplace late, and you respect your superiors, you respect your bosses. You know, when they tell you to do something, you don't answer back. And the reason why you don't answer back is because you are loyal to your place of work. Praise be to God. Yesterday, I was watching a clip, you know, concerning, you know, the boot camp, you know, with the U.S. Navy. And I was really, really, and I know I have a, you know, having grown up, you know, from an army base, I know I have a clue of normally what happens. But yesterday I watched this clip on YouTube, and it really shocked me, you know, what they do. You know, the recruits come and they are ushered in. And the first thing that the first thing that takes place when they come in, they are made to understand that they are in a new environment. This is not, like I thought, you know, this is not your mama's house. You are in a place whereby you have to toe the line. And they are told, hey, come on, can you pick up this and go? And I would see some people, you know, just wondering, and what is going on? You know, it is like they're told, come on, pick up your boots. You are going to line up in this place. And the guy is using a loud voice. And I say, wow, this is just the first day. But it is how, after some time, you know, these guys, that the army officers were being interviewed, and the person was asking them, why do you use a loud voice? Why are you shouting at them? And he said that we want them to know that they're in a different environment, and that we want to help them. We want to develop a team spirit among us them. And that was what, you know, the whole clip that I watched yesterday was geared towards letting these guys know, and women, of course, there were also women there, letting them know that this is a different environment. And for you to join the U.S. Navy, you have to be 100% loyal to the cause of the Navy. Amen? And I thought, you know, I think maybe sometimes when we get born again, I think we need a boot camp for Christians, for believers, whereby maybe an angel would come and tell, hey, you need to fast 3 days. Hey, come up. Hey, start fasting today. Hey, you know, something like that. But God is so gracious, He doesn't do it. You don't need to go to a boot camp in order for you to learn how God is, what plans God has for you. Praise be to God. So when we're talking about loyalty, there has to be an expenditure of time. Somebody say an expenditure of time. Yeah, for you to be loyal towards a cause, first of all, you have to understand what that cause is all about. And there has to be an expenditure of time in order for somebody to qualify you as having been loyal to that cause. Amen? We've been in the church maybe for several months, for several years. You've seen how these guys are serious about their God. And you decided, you know what? I would like to join a church like this that calls upon the name of the Lord, that worships God in truth and in the spirit. And there has to be an expenditure of time for you to owe your allegiance to a cause. Praise be to God. And so as you have come up here, you've loved the worship, you've loved the word of God, you've loved the brethren, the love for one another that is pure, that is without any a hypocrisy, and you've loved the genuineness, and you made a choice that I need to start supporting the work of the Lord in here. I need to know what my purpose is in this church. I need to start doing something to serve God in this church. And that's why some of you have taken up responsibilities and serving God regardless of your expectation is, because you have loved the place. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So number one, you have to understand that there has to be an expenditure of time. Number two, you also have to understand, in order for you to execute your loyalty to a cause, that loyalty may be tested. Somebody say, may be tested. Yeah, your loyalty towards a cause may be tested. You might be tried for that cause. You might be tried for your loyalty. You know, it is not that sometimes you're going to feel like you're going to give up. Sometimes you're going to feel like, oh, what am I doing in this place? Where are we going as a body? Sometimes you're going to feel, I don't want to do it. So your loyalty may be tested. Praise be to God. Your loyalty may be tested. But you know, he who stands to the last minute, he who stands his ground and say, no matter what, I'm going to be loyal to this cause. I'm going to be loyal to the Lord. There is a blessing that comes out of it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For you wait, if you wait for those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as in eagles, and they shall run and do what? Not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise be to God. So the whole subject that we are talking about here is being loyal to the Lord. Being loyal to the Lord. Praise be to God. So I want you at the back of your mind to understand those two concepts. They're very, very important. Number one, there has to be an expenditure of time. You cannot predetermine as a solid or put, you know, in your calendar that on the 13th of April 2015, I will be qualified to be loyal at a certain cause. I'll be qualified to be loyal to the Lord. It is the daily walk that you walk with God every single day, giving you experiences. Sometimes, you know, you experience disappointments here and there. Sometimes you are denied an opportunity. But how many of you know that denials are not what? No, delays are not denial. Sometimes there might be a delay in an achievement that you want to do. Sometimes people might be, the devil might organize his own network to bring down or to cause you to delay or to stagnate in a certain way, in a certain place. But you know what? You being delayed does not mean that God has denied you that which that he has promised you. Praise be to God. We heard here of a testimony on Thursday, a very moving testimony about Pastor Chi and his family, where they have been waiting upon the Lord to come through for their daughter. Praise be to God. And just when I told, and I was telling the people that faithfulness is like a seed. Amen. The little work you do, it doesn't matter how insignificant it is. To our eyes, it might be simple, Pastor Francis, but to God, it is a humongous thing, because there are not so many people who are willing to step in the place, in the gap, to intercede or to do the work of the ministry. So whatever thing, whatever little thing you do for the Lord, to God's eyes, it is a humongous thing. Praise be to God. And whatever little that God has made you, has given you at Empowerment Christian Center, at your place of work, as you walk, as you serve the Lord, do not look down on it. Amen? Because him that is trusted with little things. How many of you know that you can never be trusted with a big thing if you're not, first of all, trustworthy in little things? God will first of all give you little things to find how faithful you're going to be in those little organizations. Like, for example, you know, I remember many, many, many years, you know, when I was in Nakuru, and I just started serving in the faith evangelistic ministry, and, Teresa Warimo requested me and another pastor to organize a meeting in our local, you know, in a city nearby Nakuru. And let me tell you, I've never organized a meeting like that. And this pastor, I was depending upon this pastor to call upon the pastors and to do all these things. And anyway, cut a long story short, we were able to network and call pastors here, and we were able to have dinner and, I mean, lunch for them, and to tell them what the evangelists wanted to do, and that we wanted to have this big, humongous crusade in this area. And we rounded all the pastors together. And when everything was done, after everything was done, the meeting was a big, humongous success. Praise the Lord. And I said, wow, So God can use even a, you know, like anybody who has never had even prior experience of organizing a meeting like that. And I remember from that time on, I was actually taken up, you know, to be with other, you know, people who had previous experiences to organize even for other meetings, even for the ministry. Now, it helped me even to organize ministry, like, you know, a church where we had, you know, organizing about the cell groups and organizing many other meetings. In other words, God is looking for anybody who is available. Are you listening to me? And if this is the question that I hear today, are you available to stand in the gap? Are you available to take on the responsibility God is willing to pass over to you? Praise be to God. So for you to be loyal, number one, there has to be an expenditure of time. And number two, that your loyalty, your decision to be loyal towards a cause or to the Lord will have to be tested. Praise be to God. When I was thinking about loyalty, I couldn't help but think about David, you know, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 24, 6 to 10. Now, you know about the story of David and the story of David and Saul. Saul was already the king, you know, at the time. And, you know, there arose some differences between David and Saul. And Saul realized that David was soon to be the anointed king. And when he knew about this, he started chasing him. He's just following him, and he wanted to kill him. You know, but there's one thing. And Saul, as you all know, was not a well-to-do guy. I mean, he never owed his complete allegiance. He started well, but as he progressed, he started just doing things on his own way. He never depended upon the Lord. And so Saul started to chase after David. He wanted to kill him. But David had God actually provided ways and means to completely finish Saul. But there's one thing that I love about David. David was loyal to his God. Amen? And after all this pursuit, this is what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter number 24, 6 to 10. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed." Now, he is referring Saul as the Lord's anointed. And sure he was. "To put out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David persuaded his men with his words and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went on his way. Afterward, David also arose and went out of the cave and called after Saul, "My Lord, the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and paid homage. And David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Behold, David seeks your harm'? Behold, this day in your eyes you have seen how the Lord gave you today into my hand in the cave. And some told me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, I will not put out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed." Amen. What do you get from the spirit of this young David? He is a man who is loyal to God. He is a man who fears God at his core. He is presented with a man who is pursuing him and willing to kill him. But here they are in the cave, and unbeknown even to Saul, that David is in the same cave, and all that he would have done is lift up his sword and kill Saul, but he says that I cannot kill the Lord's anointed. Praise be to God. For I fear the Lord. Amen? David was loyal to the Lord. And you know the life of David. He was not just a 100%. David had his own issues, right? You know that, right? David did things that if he was in any church today, probably he would be excommunicated in our churches today. He did things. He went out with one of his soldiers' wife. You know, he did awful things. But you know what? God looks at the heart. He looks at how willing you are, ready to bow before him and surrender yourself to the Lord and say, "God, I love you. Lord, may you help me. If you never help me, no one else would help me." Praise be to God. We are weak vessels. We are human beings, and we carry in ourselves weaknesses. We carry in ourselves mortal bodies that are subjected to things that would make us fall. But when we depend upon the goodness of God, when we depend upon the graciousness of God, He is able to carry me through. Amen? Hallelujah. I love saying this word when I'm praying. God, unless you help me, no one else can. Lord, unless you build up this temple, those that may try to build it will build it in vain. Unless you watch over my family, unless you watch over my life, unless you watch over Empowerment Christian Center, anybody who would come and claim that he has the ability to take care of this ministry will do it in vain. But when God, you take over the families, when you take care of their children, Lord, unless you do it, no one else can. Hallelujah. God wants to see that tenacity. He wants to see that willingness. He wants to see that surrender unto the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Loyalty. It will take time. As we read the scriptures, they bring enlightenment in our lives. Oh yes, the Bible says that the entrance of God's word bringeth light. When you read the word of God and you allow the Spirit of God to minister to you, He is able to throw light into areas and corners that are full of darkness. And He is able to bring enlightenment to us. Glory be to Jesus. When I think about loyalty, I would never speak about loyalty and fail to speak about Job. You know Job of old? The man was blameless before the Lord. That's not the Bible say so. And he is tormented. He is, the devil is roaming back and forth and comes to the Lord. And the Lord tells the devil, have you considered my servant Job? And the Lord speaks about Job. And this is what he says. He says, the man is blameless, and the devil says, "Have you considered my servant Job? Because as you roam to and from, he said, oh Lord, you know that man is untouchable. Because haven't you not put a hedge around him, so that if every time I try to go, even attack his animals, and even attack his children, and even attack everything that belongs to him, I cannot even get to him because there's a hedge of protection round about him." Today I want to announce to you that there's a hedge of protection round about your children. Today I want to announce to you that there's a hedge of protection round about your family. Today I want to announce to you that there's a hedge of protection round about our church. There's a hedge of protection round about us. Hallelujah. And so the devil, God gives permission to the enemy, and he tells him, okay, I'll give you permission. You can do whatever you want to do to him, but to the soul, you're not going to touch him. You're not going to touch the soul of the man. And you know what? It was like a flood came into Job's house. One by one, things started happening. His children died. The animals, before, in fact, the Bible says, before he had even received this report, this thing happened. Before he had received this report, you know what the Bible says about Job? You know that? And he was struck with sicknesses. And at the time it came, somebody was very close to him, who was his wife. This is, let me tell you, can you read Job 2, verses 9? After he was sore, he had wounds everywhere, he had lost his property, lost his children, lost everything that concerns him. In Job, the second chapter, verses 9, this is what the Bible says. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? In other words, are you still holding on your loyalty to this God? Amen? Are you still holding on this loyalty? I want to tell you this. Your loyalty is going to be tested. No matter what comes your way, God wants you to stand firm. And there are people who are in your circle who may not really understand why you go to church every Sunday. You're waking up every Sunday preparing your kids and you're going to the house of God. You're waking up, you're rising up, you're writing a blog, you're encouraging somebody, picking up your phone and encouraging somebody. You're doing the work of the Lord every single moment. To some of us who are in our circle may not understand what you're doing. It might be foolishness, it might be crazy, but let me tell you this, glory be to Jesus. It is just within time. Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, oh my God, you shall reap a harvest. Amen? Do not be weary in doing good. Pastor Julius, do not be weary in doing good. As you blog and as you encourage people, Sister Purity, as you organize meetings, God has given each one of us talents. Amen? When you delve in what God has made you to do, especially in this church, do it with the whole of your heart. Serve with excellence. Amen? I love what people have started coming up and telling me. I love what Brother Ambrose has been doing. Ambrose tells me, Pastor, you need to have this thing by Friday. You need to have it by Friday. And they push me and they're telling me, no, we need to have this for summer calendar. We need to have this thing organized. And I say, wow, these are people who want us to live in excellence. You know? And when we give people responsibility to do, they are doing it with excellence. Amen? I want to announce to you, church, there is a harvest. There is a reward out of your loyalty. Glory be to Jesus. I may not be speaking to all of you, but anybody who is listening to the voice of my ear, listen. This is what the Spirit of God is telling us. There is a reward out of your loyalty. Amen? Pastor, when your loyalty, every morning, every Sunday, you've never failed to be at Empowerment Christian Center. You always showed up. And people might think that you're crazy. What does this man go to this church? What is in this church that he goes up there every day? He may not understand. And this is what the Bible says. Then his wife, somebody who is very close to, the closest person to Job, says this. Do you still hold fast your integrity? Think about this. And this guy was a man of God. And this is what the wife tells him. Curse God and die. Curse God and die. I'm not willing to see you go through this sickness. I'm not willing to see you. I'm not willing to see God abandoning us. She didn't even have a clue that God sometimes will test our loyalty. I'm not willing to see my children go away. I'm not willing to see our property just disseminate. I'm not willing to see everything just disappear. What you need to do, abandon your integrity. Abandon your loyalty. Curse this God and he will disappear from you. Huh? Glory be to Jesus. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. And this guy was still sorry with his wounds. And he speaks to this wife and he tells him, listen, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. By the way, when somebody calls you foolish, they're not really cursing you or abusing you. Huh? You have people say, foolish, where are we? That's not, you know, they're telling you, why are you acting foolishly? Foolish is somebody who does not have an understanding of certain things, yeah? Where we came from, if you call me foolish, here in America they do like this. What did you say? My sister, oh. And they want to engage you. But she tells this woman, why are you acting in like the foolish women speak? Amen? Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all these things, Job did not sin with his lips. Think about it. In all these things, Job understood clearly, for me to be loyal, I'm not just going to accept good things. This is the thing is that has been preached even in a modern America. They're telling us, oh, give me 100. I feel God speaking to me, give me 1,000. I feel there are two people who are going to give me 1,000. And after you give this 1,000, in 2 weeks, you're going to receive a blessing. And 2 weeks comes and you don't receive nothing. We cannot do a abracadabra to God. Amen? Are you listening to me? By the way, I don't dispute that God can speak through us sometimes and say, there are 102 people that are going to give $100, and surely there could be. But I would be sinning if I would take advantage of acting like I'm hearing from God to take advantage of you. Are you listening to me? Like, for example, oh, I feel like there are two brothers, and I know there are three businessmen here who have money. And I say, there are three brothers here, I feel like God is leading you. And you respect me as a man of God. If I'm taking advantage of you, I'm going to be in bad books with my God. Are you listening to me? God calls us to be loyal to him. And he says, if you're loyal to God, we are going to reap a harvest. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me, guys? Job, he says, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. And you know how the story of Job ended? How did it end? He received a double portion of everything that he lost. when he was tried and tested and when everything was found, when he was found to stand his grounds and to honor his God, God said, I have watched you, my boy, and I am proud of you. It is time for me to show up. It is time for me to show off that I'm a great God for Job. And everybody who laughed at you, including your wife, I'm going to show her that I am your God. And I'm going to repay you double for everything that you lost. Are you listening to me? There is benefits that we reap out of being loyal to the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me? Okay, a few minutes. Look at Joseph. Man, I love Joseph. And I've told you about this story, Joseph. Joseph was a man who God started to use at an early age. I think he was about 15. You know, in his teenage years, God started to use Joseph in a mighty way. Listen to me, guys. God started giving him dreams. And he would see certain things, and his father Jacob would usher him and encourage him. Come on, keep on, my son, just keep on serving God. And he had brothers. They were jealous of how he was drawn to his father. And they determined that at one point that they were gonna kill him. He is sent to go check out his brothers. You know the story, you know? In Genesis chapter number 37, around there. And when they come to his brothers, they say, oh, this guy, the dreamer, he's the only one who is affiliated to our dad. We are like him, so insignificant. We're going to teach him a lesson. And they all decided to kill him. But one of his brothers said, no, we cannot just kill him. Let us put him in a cistern, you know, in a place, you know, an empty pit. And he had intentions to take him back to his father. But his other brothers, you know, they said, no, we cannot do this. We cannot stand to watch the favor of God over his life. Let me tell you, church, there are people who are not willing to stand to see how God is blessing you. And that's why you need to zip up. Somebody say zip up. You should not broadcast everything that God is doing in your life, telling everyone, oh, God is blessing me. Not everybody is going to celebrate you. Okay, I know two people understood what I'm trying to say. When God decides to visit you, it is not the time to pick up your phone and call everybody and tell them what God is doing. Let them see the results of what God is doing. Are you listening to me? Let them see the blessedness of God. They will see it. We don't have to broadcast ourselves or to advertise the glory of God moving in your life. Huh? When God comes in your life, you will show it. And so these guys, you know the story. They decided to sell his brother for $20 to some Ishmaelites going down to Egypt. And guess what? God caused Joseph to land in one of the officials of Pharaoh. You know? And when he lands there, the Bible says that Joseph had so much favor that when he did whatever he did while he was where he was sold in the house, like for example, you know, I'm coming to your house, Pastor, you know. And assuming that I'm Joseph, you know, things are not very going well, or they're going well. But suddenly when I come into your house, things started to happen until you recognize and you realize, wow, what is in this boy that things have started just going, succeeding. I'm experiencing breakthrough after breakthrough. That's what happened to Joseph when he landed in this Potiphar's official. Everything started blossoming. Whatever responsibility he was given, it has succeeded. Everything. And this chief official said, from this day on, you're going to be in charge of my house. The only thing that I don't give you access is my wife. You know? And of course, my position as the chief official, you know, the master of this household. And so God gave favor to the house of this Pharaoh's official just because of his loyalty to God. Hallelujah. There are some of us who are working in companies. Those companies are doing very, very well because of you being there. Things are happening in those companies. Let me tell you, if you be removed from that workplace, that company would crumble. Why are you not saying amen? You don't believe what I'm trying to tell you. Do you believe what I'm trying to tell you? How many people feel that they carry favor here? God's favor is in their lives. Let me tell you, that favor, you may not really see it with your own eyes, but it is affecting the very things that you touch. Are you listening to me? I was in a company, and I'm not saying that I'm the only one who caused the prosperity of this company. But let me tell you, when you're in a company, you tend to pray for your leaders, you tend to pray for what they do, you tend to pray for their policies, you tend to pray for this and that. So I went to Great White, and I was pulling loads there. And there was this guy who really was, you know, he had a, every time he would look at me, he wanted to, you know, there are people who just hate you when they look at you. You know, and he would organize so that I would not get any loads, you know. I would find that he's organizing so that only his cronies would get the premium loads, you know. And us, me and a few of my brothers there, we would get the crumbs that fall off the table. At one time I said, enough is enough. And I knew that this is, was the guy who was involved in what, you know, in working out behind the scenes so that we don't get loads like either these other people. I told God, God, as long as you live, this guy must go. And let me tell you, it didn't take long. Even I remember telling you this, that guy was fired. Immediately after I left Great White, I understand that that company was completely fired and they have been replaced by another company. I said, yes, that is good because they had come up with things whereby they would oppress the people and especially people who did not, you know, I don't know how to say this. You know what I'm trying to say? That there are people who are set to get premium loads that are well-paying loads. And you, the rejects, they are the ones, you know, you scam for those. That company is no more. I am here to tell you, church, that there are some people who are you are connected with, they're enjoying favor just because of the favor God has given you. And there was favor in the house of Potiphar's, Pharaoh's official. And one day, just because of the favor and the goodness that God had cloud over Joseph, the wife to this man looked at Joseph and said, "Aya, I don't even realize this guy had so much going for him." And he started admiring him and saying, "Oh, you know what? I want to have a relationship with you." And Joseph said, I'm the one in charge of this house. I've been given to rule, overrule everything in this house. And I'm in charge. I say these things to happen and they happen. But the only thing that my master hasn't given me access to is you, your wife." And you know how the story ended. The wife claimed that, you know, Joseph wanted to assault him and he ended up in jail. But even in jail, when he went in jail, man, I read this story, I said, I love Joseph. When he went in jail, he still had so much favor that even in the prison warden looked at him and he found that he has so much favor until he made him to be in charge of every prisoner in the prison. You know? He was in charge. He would say, "This person, go do this good. This person, go and do this good. This person, go and do the other thing." And eventually, there were two people who were serving in the court officials. They were namely the cupbearer and the chief baker of the Pharaoh. You know that. And the Bible says that one time they had two dreams at the same day. And when they gave out, they were so distraught. And now Joseph being the leader in the prison, he came to them. He was a gracious man. And he comes and finds them and tells them, "Why are you so downcast?" And they explained to Joseph exactly what happened. "We had this dream, and this is exactly what happened." And Joseph interpreted the dream for them. And actually, it happened as he had interpreted the dream. The cupbearer was restored to the service of the king, while the chief baker did what? He was hanged. And his head was eaten by the birds. And he tells him, "When you go before the king, do not forget me." Now, the Bible says that he stayed in that prison for 2 solid years. Two solid years. And the guy forgot him. And one day, Pharaoh had a dream about the famine in Egypt and about the 7 years that were going to be plentiful and there was going to be rain. There was going to be plentiful and they would be followed by 7 years with the lean years. There wouldn't be any food. And he had this dream and he had, you know, 7 lean cows and the 7 fat cows. You know the story, how it went. And he called his magicians and everybody and tell them, "You need to interpret this dream." And none could interpret the dreams. And the cupbearer remembered that 2 years ago, I was saved by a Hebrew boy, 2 years in the dungeon, still faithful, still loyal to his God. And he said, "Oh, I am so sorry. I failed in my obligations because there was a young Egyptian who, when you incarcerated us, you know, about 2 years ago, and we had a dream, and this Hebrew boy just interpreted our dream, and that's why you restored me, and you killed the chief baker, and that's why I'm here, and so that boy can help you. And so Pharaoh calls Joseph. And he explains the glimpse so clearly. But there's one thing that I love about what Joseph said. Amen? This is exactly what he said. So when Joseph is called before the king, the Pharaoh asked Joseph, are you able to interpret this dream? And Joseph tells him, no, I'm not able to interpret this dream, but your God, but my God is the one who is able to do it. He owes his allegiance to God even before an evil king. And he explains how the dream is. And let me tell you, Joseph came from prison and he was anointed the leader of Israel. I mean, of Egypt. He was the one in charge running the affairs of Egypt. You see what loyalty can do? Now, I told you about Joseph. Between the time he was sold out by his brothers until the time he is anointed to be the leader, the prime minister of Egypt, it had passed about 13 years. And the guy was still loyal to his God. What are you going through today? How long has it taken? Are there little frustrations that you have experienced in your way? You've been trying maybe to kick up a business and sometimes you're frustrated, or you're trying to bring your money all together so that you're able to have this financial breakthrough and things are not really happening the way you want them to happen. It is just an expenditure of time that is taking place. Appreciate the time God is taking you through those things and through those trials. But eventually, you may not see it right now, but God is bringing you to a point whereby when you look back at what you've been through, you'll be able to appreciate the time God has brought you through those trials. Amen? I feel like, are you listening what I'm trying to say? When you look back to what God did since the time you've been going through the ups and downs, you'll come to appreciate that surely God is God. Amen? It just took one day from prison to be the prime minister of Egypt. And you know how the story ended. You know, the brothers came and they wanted to buy food because there was also famine in Canaan. And as they come, they realize as if, you know, now we're going to be in trouble because we sold out Joseph. But the story ends up well. And Joseph tells his brothers, you don't have to worry about it. God had to make me come over here so that I can preserve you. Amen. There's some things that are so difficult when you're going through them, and we may not really appreciate the impact. The impact is so strong and so, you know, somehow, like, you don't even want to receive any encouragement from anybody because it is so intense. I can imagine when Job was going through what he was going through, it was so intensified. But at the back, at the core of his life, he knew that I know God and I know him for sure, and I can never desert him. Amen. Can God help us to be like Job? Can God help us to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, who in the midst of being thrown into the fire said, you know what? We know that our God is able to deliver us, but even if he is not willing to deliver us right now, I'm willing to be burnt. I mean, that's faith. That's loyalty. I mean, look at it this way. The fire has been made 7 times harder. And they're just about to be thrown into the fire. But they're telling the King Nebuchadnezzar, you know what, King Nebuchadnezzar? Oh, long live the king. Listen, this is our decree. That we are not scared for you to put us in. We know our God has super capability to come and fish us out of the fire. But even if he is not willing, he is not ready to get us out of this fire, he will still be glorified by us burning in that fire. Man, that's what I call loyalty. If you don't know any loyalty, that is loyalty. Are you listening to me? And the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel came, and he was the fourth man in that fire. Amen? What fire are you going through today? Are you still holding on your God? in the morning when you wake up and you say, oh God, in spite of everything that is happening around me, you are still God and I worship you, Lord. Do you wake up in the evening time when you go back home and you're telling God, God, thank you. Because in spite of the things that I've had to go through throughout this week, I know that you are God and you are unchangeable. When your children are acting funny or they have these kinds of things that you do not even understand what is happening in their life, God, I thank you for my children. You are still God even though they are acting up. And yet you are still God. You are owing your allegiance to the Lord. Amen. Owing your allegiance to God. Let me tell you guys, there was a time, even as a pastor many, many years ago in Nakuru, I used to struggle in the things of the Lord. And I was struggling in believing in the word of the Lord. And sometimes I was never even faithful in my tithes and offerings. I thought, you know, this money that we're giving to the church, the senior men of God, would, you know, there were stories that you'd take this money and you'd misappropriate it and use it to his own ends. And let me tell you, I was not faithful sometimes, just of thinking that this man was misappropriating the money. And it came to one time, my wife told me that you have to be faithful. Tony, give it to the Lord. Whatever happens after you give it to the Lord is between him and God. And I started exercising my faith in my giving and giving my tithes and offerings. You're listening to me, church. Listen to me. I know this is a very sensitive case that I'm telling you. But let me tell you, it came up to a point in my life, I got a breakpoint, that I call a breakpoint, whereby it never mattered before anything. If God has given me a job and I have a check at the end of the week, I'm going to write a tithe to the Lord. You're listening to me? I'll write a tithe to the Lord. And sometimes I may not really have, my bills may not be really all of them be paid, but I decided to be faithful. Today I can look back at what God has done and what God is doing in my life. And I'm just mesmerized that he has been able to sustain us, that he is able to give me good health. He's able to provide for us. He's able to get me to a point whereby, you know, I can pay my bills without any struggle. Amen. I don't believe it just happens just like this, but I believe that there's something that God connects with your faithfulness. He looks at a point and he looks at how you've been dealing with your affairs, and God is able to come and bless you. Coming to the house of God every Sunday, coming to the house of God might sometimes seem to be like a difficult thing. And every time, you know, there are always going to be some excuses. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do the other because I did this. See this woman here? We were with her yesterday, the whole day, from I think 9. We were in the funeral service. I've never been in a funeral service actually in America. This is the first one that really from 10 to 5. And actually, we left people there. You know, it was still continuing. And then after that, we had to go to another meeting. And she had to go to work. And here she is. If there's anything I call loyalty, that is loyalty. She would have decided, you know what? Yesterday was a very busy day for me. I left at work. God, you understand. And of course, God understands. But because it's something that will push you and say, no, I have to go to the house of the Lord. I have to be in that corporate worship as the men of God and the women of God lift up their hands to worship God. I want to be a part of them. That drives you. Let me tell you, if it drives you, you may not see the results. But watch somebody who does like that. His end is going to always be fruitful. His end is always going to have a preferable answer. And then that's why people sometimes you see God blessing people here and then you wonder, oh, what are they doing? What is special? Are they doing? Because you're loyal to the Lord. Amen? What has God given you? Do not give up purity. Do not give up organizing those meetings. Even when you call people and they do not respond, keep organizing them. Milka, keep on doing what God has called you to do. Amen? Steve, do not give up. Do everything in excellence. In due time, you'll reap a harvest. Amen? It may not really be in monetary form, but God might be giving you favor. Whatever office you knock, there is an open door for you. Gideon, being the chairman of the building committee, do not give up. Even when you're in Houston and you're driving all the truck, all the way so that you can attend the meeting, even having driven the whole night, God sees where I'm not able to see. Let me tell you, and if you do it for a man, man can disappoint you. But God who lives in heaven and makes this earth his footstool will never forget you. He will never forget your labor. He will never forget what you do for him. Amen? No work will go unrewarded. Are you listening to me? So, for some of us who have not found something to do, get something yet you can do in the house of the Lord. You know? And I know all of us, especially in our families, young families, and I'm concluding now, we have young families. We have little children. You know? Very few people here don't have little children. But let not those, I've seen, you know, Sister Anne drag her babies here, like on Wednesday night, and they are coming, and some of them are sleeping on the chairs, some of them are sleeping on the floor, but she is running and binding the devil. And let me tell you, there is a reward that will come out of that. Amen? Are you listening to me, church? Get whatever you do. Nothing little. Your care ministry, pastor. Drill it. Show excellence. Be there. God is going to bless you at the end of the day. I may not really be able to bless you the way, I'm just human like you. I'm still fighting for my way to go to heaven just like any one of us. Amen? And sometimes I fall. Like today I came late to the service. I got here like 7 minutes past. So I'm just a human being. Sometimes I fail to. Right? But let us be honorable to the Lord. Something good is going to come to us. Amen? Shall we stand on our feet? In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Loyalty. Loyalty. To you about King Asa and what he did. But we shall touch on it next Sunday. Just a little bit to just finish it up. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter number 16, verse number 9, that the eyes of the Lord are raging back and forth throughout the earth, looking for somebody who is loyal to him that he may put his strength in him. Amen. Are we going to be part of that? Are we going to be part of the congregation of the peoples that God is finding throughout the earth that are well committed to him, loyal to him, that he may put his strength in him? He is looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Are you going to be found ready and willing and able to stand in that gap? I know that sometimes we are going to fail. Sometimes we're going to have things that are going out for us and we are not going to be able to step up to the plate. But you know what? The Bible shows us people who went through hard times like Job. But even in very difficult circumstances, he still held on. My brother, I'm asking you to hold on. My sister, I'm asking you to hold on. Hold on. Hold on and do that which the Lord has asked you to do. And he is going to minister to you. He's going to bless you. Lift up your right hand unto the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are in your presence, oh Father. You know the heart of every single one of us. Lord, in a short while you'll return, and every single one of us, Lord, will be changed into an incorruptible body. A body that doesn't know sorrow, a body that doesn't know limitations, a body that doesn't know sickness, a body that doesn't know any tears, a body that will have no limitations, oh God. But until then, we are clothed in a mortal body. Yet you expect us, Lord, even to be loyal to you. It is not an easy preposition, Father. But Lord, there are men who had the same that like we have, like Job and Joseph and the Hebrew children and many other men, Father, that you used mightily, like Noah, who had to stack up, Lord, with your instruction for 100 years before you showed up in his case. I pray that you shall help each and every one of us, that we shall not grow weary in doing good. And Father, when it is called upon us, Father God, even to serve you, we will rejoice by the opportunity that will be afforded to us. Father, I pray that you shall bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. Lord, let unity among us as reign. Let it be the pillar that joins us together. And that, Father, when they come and see the unity that dwells in our midst, oh Father, they will desire to join our fellowship. And Lord, we give you the glory and honor. Forgive us, Father, many times we've failed you. Many times because of the sins of refusal to do your work and to serve you. And many times, Father, we just neglected your work. But instead, Father, may you energize our mortal bodies that we may be found to be serving you even without any limitations, without any reservation. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Energize and strengthen each and every one of us to the glory and honor of your name. You might be here, never given your life to Jesus. I'd like to invite you to an opportunity where you can invite Jesus into your life. You're here, you've never given your life to Jesus. The Bible says it's so easy. He knocks at the doors of your heart and he says, if you can open up your heart, I will come and dwell in there and I'll make you a brand new creature. Is there anybody who would like to invite Jesus as Lord and Savior? You can confess with your mouth that he is Lord and he can set you free from the power of sin. Is there anyone? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you. I just want to give you glory for what you have done. Father, I commit this coming week, Lord, even unto your hands, and I pray that it shall be the greatest week ever. Lord, may you help us to see the divine connections that you have set for each and every one of us. Our aspirations, Lord, are going to be met with in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the life of each and every one of us. Bless and minister to us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And somebody who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen, amen. You can give him a hand.